Hi, we're here with Bruce Monrad, Chairman and Portfolio Manager of Northeast Investors Trust, ticker symbol NTHEX. Now, Bruce normally talks about what's going on in the markets and the economy. Today, we're going to try something different. We're going to talk about Bruce himself. That's because Bruce is celebrating his 30th anniversary running Northeast Investors Trust, which makes him one of the most experienced and longest tenured fund managers in the industry. So, Bruce, you started managing money in the summer of 1989. You know, what a different era that was. For those folks who don't remember what it was like back then, can you kind of give us a flavor of that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a period of much higher interest rates than we have today. You know, actually, when I left college, interest rates were 16% on treasury bonds, 20% on commercial paper. And even when I got to Northeast in 1989, interest rates on high yield bonds were 13%, which was 5% over what one would get on treasuries at that point. So it was a very different era in terms of yields.
Wow. Now, at the risk of sounding obvious, how much easier was it to produce income for your shareholders running the fund then versus now in this low interest rate environment?
Oh, in one sense, what a great period. You buy a bond that yields 13%, lock it in for the next 10 years, and you're doubling your money. So, that was a very attractive period in the fixed income market.
Bruce, another change that took place during your tenure was with regard to inflation. Now, when you started out at Northeast in 1989, we were over the hyperinflation scare of the late 70s and early 80s, but inflation was still front and center in people's minds, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
And now we've moved to a situation where in the last 10 years, inflation has been somewhat non-existent, really, in that post-global financial crisis era. Can you tell us, the challenges and the differences in those types of environments in terms of managing high yield?
Yeah, I mean, so when I was beginning in the business, inflation was a great concern, and it was considered a negative. And the Fed was viewed as the only game in town in terms of fighting inflation, that is to say, keeping inflation down. And the feeling was back then that governments were profligate. And so the Fed was the only, and that's fiscal policy, and the Fed was the only way to fight inflation, and that there would be a secular era of high interest rates in order for the Fed to fight inflation. Well, where are we now? It's actually the complete opposite. The Fed is very concerned about inflation being too low today, and they also think that they're the only game in town, meaning they are the only game, that they are the only method of raising inflation because, ironically, the feeling is that the governments out there don't have what they call fiscal space, the ability to run deficits in order to stimulate the economy. Hmm. So it's all very different.
It's crazy. We went from a period of whip inflation to whip up inflation.
Exactly.
Right?
That's very good. Exactly.
Now, there was another change that took place during your long tenure, and that was within the high yield space itself, right? Because when you started managing money, high yield was still evolving, but it was an asset class. It was a recognized asset class with a fairly diverse group of securities. That wasn't the case when Northeast was founded back in 1950, right?
That's right. The high yield market, as we think of it today, really came into being in the mid 1980s. So before that, when my father was running the fund alone, there weren't original issue high yield bonds. So single B rated companies, which is a way of defining high yield, they would not have issued bonds that from the get-go were rated as high yield bonds, which is to say he was looking through the nooks and crannies of the fixed income market and buying what we call fallen angels, that is to say formerly highly rated bonds that had stumbled and had their ratings cut. And that's how he would have searched for high yield. Hmm. By the time I arrived, there were original issue bonds that from the get-go were rated as high yield bonds.
So when your father, Ernie, was managing money, those fallen angels you're talking about, those were real value plays, right?
That's right. And yeah. They were the market. Yeah. They were the market.
Now, given the fact that you've got a broader universe to choose from, has anything changed in kind of the approach that Northeast itself takes as an institution toward looking for and generating income? Are you still looking for value like your father did, but in different ways, or can you describe that?
Well, we're definitely still value investors in the high yield space, but of course we can now buy new issues if that's appropriate. We can buy fallen angels if that's appropriate, And so there are many, there are definitely some similarities and there are definitely some differences.
Interesting. Now, so you know, there's that phrase, may you live in interesting times. And you've certainly managed money in very interesting times, because from the get-go, when you started out, you were going through a very volatile period, right? We were coming out of the SNL crisis, or at least we were in the SNL crisis. Then we had the tequila crisis come about. Then we had the Asian flu that led to the dot-com bubble. And then we had the global financial panic. I mean, these were really kind of substantial issues that you had to face. I'm curious if any one of those periods kind of stands out in your mind as being particularly interesting or difficult or opportunistic in terms of managing money.
Well, they all were very interesting. The tequila crisis, which was when Latin American governments had their second bout of problems in terms of credits, their credit, that occurred in 1994, 1995. And I can remember I started buying Argentina bonds at 16% and then at 17%, which to say the price is going down, and then at 18%, because I never, and then I bought my final load of Argentinian bonds at 35% yield of maturity. Now that worked out, but the level of volatility in that period was considerable. So that was a sovereign debt crisis that had an impact on the bond market.
Hmm. That's an interesting example. Are there any other examples that stick out in your mind as kind of like once in a lifetime kind of situations or opportunities that you had? Any deals that you're particularly proud of that you brought into the fund?
Well, I think the once in a lifetime one, and we hope we will not see it again, would be the financial crisis of 2008 and 9. And that was a very difficult period for all financial markets. And, we in the high yield market we had a ringside seat, which is to say we would have seen, we're in the credit markets, we're in the engine room of finance. And I think we would have appreciated the severity of the situation more so than our equity brethren. And the seizing up of the credit markets was a very difficult period. And we definitely want to make sure we don't get close to that again.
Hmm. You know, I'm sure you're asked this a lot, but, you know, given your 30-year tenure, when you look back at that period, do you see any similarities between what went on in any one of those eras that you invested in the past versus today? I mean, would you look at this at the current environment and say that there are similarities to whether it's the financial crisis era, whether it's the tequila crisis, or even the late 90s, dot-com era?
Well, they all of those experiences we bring to bear when we are thinking about things today. So for with the tequila crisis, we think about the impact of governments that are in a little bit of trouble with their finances and what their bond yields can do. And, suffice it to say that, let's go back to Argentina, when yields rose from 16% to 35%, people began cashing out of their stocks in Argentina to get those yields. So there are collateral impacts of that. And then certainly with regard to the financial crisis, we always are trying to keep an eye and make sure something like that doesn't happen. So that would be, today we're keeping an eye on what's going on in Europe, where you have governments that have a lot of debt. And we just have to make sure, when we think about investments from a macro sense, we keep an eye on that to make sure that yields there don't cause the financial system there to seize up, and that the transmission mechanism there would be that a lot of the banks in Europe happen to have sovereign bonds.
Now coming out of the bursting of the dot-com bubble, you saw an era where high yield actually outperformed equities. Is that something that you think might come about again?
Well, that's a very interesting point, and we would agree with that. If we take ourselves back to 1999, it would obviously have been a very, it was the dot-com bubble. Financial equity markets had very strong performance, and valuations in equities were very extended. And for the next better part of a decade, you really got nothing, even before the financial crisis. So from 1999, 2000 until 2006, which was still a pretty healthy period for the U.S. economy, it didn't make any money in stocks during that period. Now, if you had bought instead the high yield market, which again had high yields, you would have locked in rates of return over those, let's say, call it 6 or 7 years, that were just fine. So, you know, we asked the question today in 2019, after a fairly strong period of equity market performance, we do ask the question, looking forward, gee, with high, you know, does high yield with, let's say, a 6%, six handle yield, you know, if you could lock that in for the next decade, for 10 years, you know, with the virtues of compounding, you know, the IRR, the rates of return on that could be extremely favorable compared to the equity market, especially if the equity market does what it did back in 1999, which was to go nowhere for the better part of a decade.
It's a good question to be asking.
Yeah.
Well, Bruce, thanks for sharing your thoughts, and congratulations on your 30-year anniversary. Here's hoping for 30 more.
Thank you.
That was Bruce Monrad, Chairman and Portfolio Manager of Northeast Investors Trust, ticker symbol NTHEX.